Okay, let's either do something or wrap up. We're at 1 hour and 20 minutes.
I think it would be funny if we kept going, but then also not a whole lot. There's a certain point when you're doing something really ludicrous that once you start being kind of ridiculous, it gets to the point where it's not really funny anymore.
Yeah.
But then if you keep going to an extreme, then it's really funny. So if we get this up to like a few hours, but
yeah. Well, there's a lot of gaps of us just being stupid.
Yeah.
That Mesopotamia part was good.
I mean, like I said, at this point, you probably should make a cut-down version that's just mailbag.
Well, we're going to make a cut-down version of just mailbag just so I can make it the Chipmunks style.
Yeah.
And a real version. And I'm going to put, on top of that, I'm going to put up this version of us just being stupid and just to piss off Spatulator.
Can you... I don't know, it'd probably take a fancy bit of programming. You'd have to have Soap do it, but later, download the...
Whoa, you're going crazy, fellow. Your internet must be dying. I think we lost Krem.
Wait, what?
Your internet must be dying.
Well, hello.
Yeah, it went just like...
What the hell?
You turned into a robot, man. You're a robot.
What the hell?
You've turned into a gay
robot. What are you talking about?
You'll hear it on the recording since it's on my end, but you were, like, really jittery.
Oh. You mean the...
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, we're gonna ramp up because I've been up for, like, 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. It's like you have to work or something, don't you? Or...
I have to go out tomorrow and look for work.
Oh.
Since my work hasn't called back.
Oh.
Swiftly moving along from my joblessness. Thanks for bringing that up, Krem. What are you doing?
I was just trying to eat the DS.
Did you do it?
No.
Then stop.
Well, I was hungry.
Well, make a fucking sandwich.
I don't have bread.
You poor motherfucker. Get a job.
Oh, well. Crap.
I don't think Krem has enough sleep either.
Time, but...
All right, let's say something funny so we can end on a high note.
Well, if we're going to wrap up, then... Do you think we should tell them?
Why not?
Should we tell them?
Let's tell them.
All right, then. We'll reveal our secret identities. We are not, in fact, the Great Garlic and your average Joe.
We are... Rick and...
I was gonna say we were Yoshi348 and
shit, don't tell them our real fucking names.
Oh god.
Rick and Krem, yay!
Yeah, Star Kirby and Ben.
Soap and Scott.
Other people.
Antihero and Puppy. Reedman and Tomato.
This has been, collectively, Isao Kronos, Inspector Messiah, Lost Gear, and Nikobe Hatake.
And I've been Akuma, Mother, and Klo.
Don't forget Dr. Goku.
And Dr. Goku. We've been boring you for the past 80 minutes, and I really, really want to thank you for sticking with us and question your sanity. What the fuck are you still listening to this shit for?
How bored are you? I mean, go plant a tree or some shit.
Yeah, you could... Come on, there's better shit you could be doing.
Yeah. I could have been stretching my legs.
Anything, you know, breathing.
Rick, let me ask you, Rick, what could you have been doing instead of this?
Well, I think I could be sleeping.
That's a good one. Ooh, that's a very good one. I should do some of that, too. I gotta clean the house. Grandparents coming to visit tomorrow.
We could, We could be raping things.
We could be doing that.
The old
rapist motto, there's no time like the present.
Every day in the United States, there's a rape happening every 5 minutes. And boy, is my dick tired. Yes, tasteless jokes brought to you by thedailypos.org.
I never got that one, but... You know, the other day I was at the grocery store, and I was getting some food, and I finally realized the joke in the name of the movie South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Ba-doom-psh. Yeah.
It's like 5 years later, and I finally get the joke.
You're like in the grocery store picking up an apple, and you're like, oh.
No, I actually, it was just a couple weeks ago, I finally realized the double entendre in the Pokemon Tentacool.
Whenever I look at Tentacool, all I see is just thousands and thousands of poor anime girls.
Wow, that's the weirdest thing. I've never seen hentai with tentacle.
No, well, not just tentacle, but I mean,
you think it would be an obvious choice, but how do you never see a tentacle?
I've seen it on Ankh.
Well, okay, I mean maybe you have, but the common man like me.
Well, the common man like you doesn't look.
The common man like me did not click for the uncensored versions in Coral Mayhem.
You should, no, okay. And just face the computer
no,
away towards
I,
your
I
friends.
I did, but on most of them I wished I hadn't.
Goodness. I showed it to one of my friends recently. I said, hey, well, he's like, what's this one covering up? Why is this guy's head in the way? And I'm like, oh, click on it. And he's like, okay, oh, goodness!
Why didn't you tell me not to click on it?
I'm like, well, I wanted to see you freak out.
The worst one, the one with the Pidgeotto. I just couldn't handle that.
That was horrible.
That definitely needed to be censored, yes.
Oh, poor Star Kirby. He was the one who had to censor all of those.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know, I just didn't know. I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, well, okay, I mean, it's doing that, but what is it that's going on under that censor box that's causing such a stir among all my friends? And, you know, I thought, well, what could it possibly be that's, you know, so weird? And then I look, and oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ, why do humans exist anymore?
God has left. He's on vacation.
God, they're, not anymore, there's no God, no.
He looked at Coral Mayhem.
I think we could take down the entire Christian faith just by using that one picture. That would be our proof against the existence of God.
Now I'm going to have to print that picture out and send it to the Pope.
I can see him opening up his mail one day, and well, we would need a new Pope pretty soon.
He'd be dead in his closet by the end of the week, hanging himself.
I know I did.
That's just the shit that I didn't that I put up. There was a lot of stuff I didn't put up just because it was just wrong.
It's a nice double entendre there. But yeah. No, scroll back a few seconds in your little media player if you want to hear it. But anyways, I don't know. Were you going to do more on that particular topic of Coral Mayhem?
Not Pokemon porn. I'm never going back to Pokemon porn. No. No more.
That's definitely a relief.
We will see...
I think a couple of people were saying...
We will see something bad.
I think a couple of people were saying... No, you go first.
Okay. Yeah, you're kind of crapping out again, but... there will be something real bad in the future.
But how can you get worse than shitting Pidgeotto?
Have you seen the image of rule number 34 of the internet, where it says there's porn of everything?
Yeah.
And you know what the guy says who's in the image?
Yeah.
I found it.
You wouldn't.
It's going up.
You wouldn't dare.
Welcome to Coral Mayhem, man. We have to go there. That is Coral Mayhem.
How could you?
Because I'm a cruel motherfucker.
That's not right, man. I mean, Pokemon porn, I understand. I mean, it's disgusting and all, but okay, but...
You haven't seen anything until you see those characters screwing each other on a toilet.
This is a completely different level. You ruin that. It's like ruining a part of yourself.
Well, I'm a very empty man after I saw that.
Well, yeah, I know. I think we're all going to be.
Well, there are going to be censored versions, but, you know, I think even the censored versions are going to be wrong. Unless you just put a whole big black image that says censored on it.
Oh, jeez.
It's there. I couldn't believe it until I saw it. Soap's like, hey, check this site out because it proves rule number 34. And I'm like, no, God. And I click and it's like, oh, goodness.
I can feel my spirit breaking already. I haven't even seen any of this stuff.
I can show you one thing after we're done with this. You want me to show you right now?
Yeah, it'd probably be funny.
Okay, I gotta hurry up because my DS is starting to flash red.
Oh. Ooh, the red.
The red light.
Well, hey, that's when we know our recording is done.
Almost. It's flashing the red light saying it's about to run out of battery juice, so...
Plug it in.
Okay, let me plug it in. Entertain people while I'm away.
Dog came in the kitchen and stole a crust of bread, then cooked up with a ladle and beat him till he was dead. Then all the dogs came running and dug the dog a tomb and wrote upon the tombstone for the eyes of dogs to come. A dog came in the kitchen and stole a crust of bread, then cooked up with a ladle and beat him till he was dead. Then all the dogs came running and dug the dog a tomb and wrote upon the tombstone for the eyes of dogs to come. Are you there, Rick? Rick, can you hear me? You can do it, Rick. Plug that DS in. I know you can. All right. Let's give him a hand, folks. Oh, headphones. That explains it. I did several entertaining things while you were away.
Oh, first time for everything.
Hey.
Alright. Let's, let me go search. I can't believe I'm going to look back at this shit. You promised the folks at home. This is a great thing to end on. This is the best thing to end on.
Hopefully... It doesn't just end.
No, it'll keep going. Let me pull up the image if I can find the goddamn thing. Where is it? Are you still there, Krem?
Yeah.
Alright, I thought you died for a second. Don't die until you see this.
I will die after I see it.
Okay, find. Rule 34 verified.
Now, I'm kind of curious about the site, though. Is it like a site that's actually about Rule 34?
No. It's a site. The website that we are going to be doing for Coral Mayhem is a website. Let me move this microphone back towards me so people can actually hear what I say. That would be fun. The website is one single artist, and I won't tell you the artist. Because people could just go look, and that's no good. I really don't want people to have to go look for this shit.
Yeah, because they would, and that would be bad. And
that's the end of their lives.
I was thinking it would be interesting if there was actually a website devoted to Rule 34, and you just sort of freely uploaded stuff, and they tried to make sort of like a database of, like, everything.
Yeah. Well, there is a website on 4chan, I believe, or a topic on 4chan all about the rule 34 and the most odd porn you can find.
Uh-huh.
Copy. Okay, I'm at the website now. I have to go dig up that picture.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't want to look at it any more than you do. Your dog is dying because he knows what's coming.
My dogs are starting to howl in pain already.
Oh, God, it's like an apocalypse.
They can sense it coming. It's that one sense dogs have, like, before there's an earthquake.
Yeah.
Wait, shit, maybe they have an earthquake.
It's a better fate than this.
Yeah. Maybe an earthquake will come and save me from whatever you're about to send over.
Let's see. I'm skipping past the Captain Planet porn. Oh, God, there's two pictures now.
Oh.
Which one do you want? Number one or number two?
I don't know, Rick. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'll give you this one. Tasty.
Oh, I don't like that adjective anymore.
Here you go.
Oh, jeez.
Click.
Oh, God. Oh. No, no, Rick. Ah. Rick. Jeez.
Did you see it?
No, I'm just talking about the file name.
Interesting, isn't it?
I know this isn't going to be good.
Go ahead and click. You're going to have to get it over now. It's on tape. People are going to... If you don't do it, people are going to be like, that creme.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Rule 34 verified. My childhood. Oh, goodness. This shit is the kind of thing that just kills a man.
Yeah, you know how I was saying about, like, being Sanji 10 years from now?
Yeah.
That's not happening.
I don't think you'll live 10 years after this picture.
Yeah, I don't think I'll go very far after this. I don't know really where else I can go or what else there is left for me now.
Well, there's another picture if you want to look at it.
I think I'll be alright.
Well, I'll just link it to you just in case.
Then I'll have to click on it.
Exactly. There's tons of stuff. It's not just these characters. There's other childhood-related things you can look at.
Oh, what's this? That's just... Why?
Fun times.
Fun for who?
Me listening to you.
Fun for who I have?
Oh, goodness. Donkey Kong? Oh, God. My eyes. Oh, and it's so well drawn, too.
They're going to have to rewrite the DK rap.
My eyes. Oh, it burns so bad.
To our audience, this is the point where it's no longer mailbag, it's no longer post-related, it might not even be funny anymore, so. If you came for mailbag or whatever, you fucked up going this far, I'm sorry.
God. Oh, man, this is family circus.
What? Oh!
God damn it, it's so horrible.
Oh wait, do they have the thing with the kids running around and he leaves the dotted line on the ground of where he's traveled to?
No, this involves a lot more penis.
Is there a trail of penis? No. Well, I'm just thinking that he could have, well, never mind.
Oh, goodness.
Why do I get these ideas? See, I get these ideas. I'm the kind of person, you know, if I were, like, really, really sick and twisted, I could actually go through with these ideas and learn how to draw and actually put them into effect. I would be the person supplying that artwork you're looking at right now.
Dear God. Just can't. My it hurts. It physically hurts. Well, the thing. That's just the thing.
If you think about it, there's really some of that in every one of us, but...
Who draws this shit? Come on!
You're right. I mean...
Who goes out and thinks, wow, I want to see Donkey Kong getting fucked in the ass?
You're entirely right, Rick.
And you know what the worst part is? This website has tons of just thumbnails of the images, so you see very blurred versions of horror. It's just like body parts everywhere, and I'm like, oh man. Pikachu.jpg.
Oh, that link that you sent me that, oh God.
Family Circus is fun.
Not anymore.
Now every time you see Family Circus, you're going to think of that image.
Yes, I am.
Thank you,
they're
Internet.
Not even old enough to be able to do that.
Yeah, I know. What are the logistics of that?
That's just not...
Oh, goodness.
They need to send... That's a definite case where they need to send in child social services.
Krem. Remember what? Droopy Dog?
No.
He was...
Although I probably will.
Yeah, once you see the image... No, you know what? I'll spare you.
No, actually, I'm thinking, you know, this has turned into our own version of Coral Mayhem. Or maybe like a preview of the next Coral Mayhem.
Yeah, just our horrible screams.
You could cut this part separately.
Scooby-Doo.
It would just be like a preview for the next Coral Mayhem.
I found Scooby-Doo.
Now, do you mean, like,
the whole
Scooby-Doo,
gang.
Or just do you mean characters from Scooby-Doo?
The whole gang.
Because, I mean, you know, Velma and Daphne, okay, but if it's actually Scooby and Scrappy, then, oh, yeah.
Krem, it's an orgy. And right next to Scooby-Doo.jpg is Tom and Jerry.jpg.
They're not doing the episode where Johnny Bravo came to visit the Scooby-Doo gang, are they?
Well, I don't see Johnny Bravo in this picture.
Okay, good. Let's notice that.
You want me to link you this? Because it's actually this person knows how to draw.
Am I gonna learn things from it?
Well, you're gonna learn to hate your eyes. Velma's a whore.
Is there any stronger word for that?
Super whore.
I don't think... there's gotta be, like, a stronger word to express that.
Vagina with teeth.
I never thought I'd run into a situation where whore was just too weak of a word.
I'm really at a loss myself.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff,
I mean,
it just takes the life out of you.
Yeah, there's thousands of whores, but you know, something of this magnitude is...
This guy draws a lot of incest.
Yeah. So, Star Kirby, if you're listening to this, you're going to have a real fun time doing the censoring on all these.
He's just going to put up a black image.
Just be like, you know, if you wanna get mind fucked, then click on it. You know, it's not gonna make any difference if I throw some Abe heads in over the penises.
Oh goodness!
I
found the worst
time?
Thing on the internet. Oh God!
I'm scared.
It's not this one I just sent you. It's one I'm gonna send you right now. This one, right?
Wait a minute. Hang on. You're sending all these to me on IRC, right?
Yeah.
Aren't the like the people what own DynastyNet or the administrators?
Oh yeah, they'll have
able
logs.
To tell that?
Well, you know what? I give links in Coral Mayhem the channel.
Well, yeah, but I mean, do you give this shit?
Yeah. They haven't said anything yet.
Jeez. I can imagine Oya 2005 showing up any minute now and you know, saying, what the fuck, you know, what the hell is this?
Who's to blame for this shit? And I'm gonna say, this artist.
Give me your addresses so I can have you arrested.
Canada. But yeah, there's
anyway,
the last one that's the worst one that's going to be the closer for Coral Mayhem.
Well, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Wow. There just isn't word.
There is nothing to describe the horror of this image.
There's no words for it. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm gonna end up cutting this like I did the Zito interview and just like have like 5 or 6 parts of it. You're still stuck on the image, aren't you?
Oh, no, my internet started going weird or something. You started getting choppy, but...
Alright, that's the end. I have...
Yeah, it's the end.
Yeah, we're almost at 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Ah, jeez.
I'm gonna end up cutting this a bunch, just like into sections.
Yeah. Yeah.
And put it in together and shit, but goddamn, that was a horrible image.
That was.
That was the...
Well, that's your preview for Coral Mayhem Part 6, anyways.
Krem, why are these people alive?
Why are they alive? Why are they allowed to do this? Are they not, you know... Congress sits around deliberating whether we should be allowed to burn American flags or let gay people get married, but seriously, they need to be taking action against this shit.
To think, there are children that see this shit.
There are. You know, I am a minor. I should not have been allowed to see this.
You're welcome.
Rick, you know, you're violating laws by providing this to a minor and this is just a horrible thing we do here.
The DailyPOS.org, home of Coral Mayhem. The worst place in the internet. Or best, it's, depending on who you are.
Well, yeah. Do you think... it's an interesting idea, but do you think that there could have ever been, like, a person just looking around on Google... And they found our Coral Mayhem, like the one about the Pokemon and stuff.
Well, someone did.
It seemed to be this one.
You know that Insomniac Overlord guy?
Yeah.
He found Poss.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. But I was thinking, do you think there would be anybody who got to Coral Mayhem, got to that Pokemon porn one, and said, you know, oh-ho, I found something real neat here.
Yeah, there was probably someone saving that to their hard drive.
Yeah, I mean, somebody that actually took all that stuff, saved it to their hard drive, and actually got off to it.
Isao.
There could have been somebody who enjoyed our Coral Mayhem and not for the irony and parody in it.
That's really something that I really don't want to think about.
It's something to consider, you know?
This has
been Talking Points.
Counterpoint. This has been, actually, some guy who is not Rick and some guy who is not Krem, and we've been bullshitting and eating the West a lot of your life, and we're at an hour and 50 minutes, and I'm so dead tired, I'm going to fall over. So I'm going to stop now. Go ahead and say one final thing to the people out there, Krem.
I've been very happy to do this allegedly mailbag, but under a different label so that Soap doesn't get mad at us. And I think it's been a real fun ride. And hopefully we can do this again sometime. Oh, jeez.
And that has been Krem dropping shit like a crazy person.
I probably don't know what's going on anymore, man.
We're gonna go take some time to burn out our eyes with, like, cigarettes and lighters and shit. And hopefully get cancer.
They took all my cigarettes and gave me lollipops.
Yeah, what did they do to your voice?
Gee, I don't know, Rick.
I can't do a Zolo voice. The voice is not...
I'm gonna have to learn to do an impersonation of 4Kid Sanji.
Wow. Just go through town and videotape yourself as good idea, bad idea with regular Sanji and 4Kid Sanji.
Oh boy.
4Kid Sanji pushes old ladies into the street.
Oh. Uproarious laughter.
All right, that's it for us, folks. Tune in next time. Hopefully next time we'll actually get something funny done and not take 2 hours to do it. This is Rick.
And hey, it just passed midnight.
And it's... Yeah, in your time zone, it's 3:03 in mine.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
You live in crazy land.
We got, like, bananas that are upside down and stuff.
You playing rubber guitars and... No one sings along.
Yeah. Are we ever going to end this?